the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Whatever.
All right, so the World Cup brought a lot of visitors around the world.
Yes.
And not only that, they helped with some hookups here because Tinder says that there has been a 47% increase in activity on Tinder.
Really?
In World Cup host cities compared to last year.
God, I wonder if there's like some mega hoe that like wanted to sleep with a player from each team or whatever.
You almost had my attention. Almost.
And if she accomplished that and slept with an Iranian, treason.
Well, the closest to us is Atlanta. They are a host city. So I wonder if the chicks are trying to get on old Yamina Mall down there.
Yamina Mall.
They add that there's also 50% more users, 25% more swipe activity, and 60% more matches.
You think Lexi Lawless pulls any, like, mature trim?
You know what? People my age remember his team with Kobe Jones and Tony Miola, so probably.
He looks like Boomer Esiason now.
So, Norman?
Yeah.
I give you a lot of Odyssey points, Norman. I'd like some back.
Yeah, but do you think, like, he actually... Like, he's probably one of those, like, some of the big dog people who work for a company somehow keep their own email addresses. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have a company email address.
I'll email Olivero, say, look, make him read his emails, please.
You know who I'll email? Margaret. That's who I'll email.
And you know who I'll email?
I know who you're going to email.
Yeah, you do.
Tissy.
Oh, I was going to say an itchy baby weenie.
Oh, boy. All right. So during the Olympics in 2024 in Paris, Tinder saw a 25% increase in swipes. And then the International Olympic Committee, they have been giving out, I don't know.
Do they tell you if you get bad swiped on, whatever that is? I don't know which way it is. But.
Well, see, I was on there for like a month and a half, and I couldn't understand that if they showed you someone, did that mean that person swiped on you and was like matching up?
Are they showing you first and then they show them?
Right.
I don't know.
So if you saw somebody, you're like, oh, does this mean the algorithm paired us up or whatever? But you don't want to be the one to go and start the thing.
I imagine they ask the ladies first, right?
I've never been on Tinder.
Because if you...
try to get... Bitcoin out of you. It's all a scam.
Because they'll be like, hey, here's Matthew from Greenville, and he says if you want that big old thing, he's here for it.
Get that donkey butt and them big old legs.
That's what he said.
Probably have to get the pay version to really get what you're looking for.
Who the hell wants the free one? That's where they put all the gremlins. Nobody wants to consort with.
I don't know anything about this. So the International Olympic Committee has been giving out free condoms since 1988.
They
ran
in them.
Out.
The answer is yes, Chris Hansen.
During the 2026 Winter Olympics in Milan.
Bring condoms, World Cup? Yes. What does it mean they said you were going to ride like a donkey? What does that mean?
You didn't know she was a 14-year-old girl?
Podcaster from another country that came to the World Cup, and he had been saying that he was going to streak. So it was another one of those prop bets that was out there.
Oh, dang it.
So let me ask you something. If you're this podcaster dude, and you see that the world is saying he's not going to streak, or let's say vice versa, whatever, would you not put money on it and then do the opposite?
If they let you, like, you talk about like heads.
The whole thing with not Keith Olbermann, who was the guy that said he saw there was a bet on what color tie he was going to wear at a football game, so he completely wore a color that was not on the list of variables.
Al Michaels is notorious for doing this. I don't know if he did in that case.
So, who's to say that can't be one of these prop bets that doesn't involve gameplay where you can, Is LeBron gonna, whatever, these outlandish
crazy
bets.
Have a seat.
You could just completely change what you were gonna do and, like, insider trading on a much lower level.
Yeah. Would some of the, It's like they did it with wrestling way back in the day. Then they found out somebody was leaking results, and somebody was making a lot of money betting on them.
Says here you're a 44-year-old man with a big old thing.
Uh-oh.
Did y'all know she was 14?
What do you have your map out for? I'm looking for them girls with a Daisy Duke song.
God. Well, a Florida man is behind bars after he pulled over an undercover cop while pretending to be a police officer himself.
Yeah.
Tell me.
My Lord.
So authorities say 46-year-old Natty Jabari installed red and blue emergency lights in his SUV, activated them on the highway near Tampa, Florida, and unfortunately him. The driver he tried to stop was happened to be a real sheriff's deputy and was working undercover.
One of our friends in radio, Ned, lives down in that area.
So suspicious. What's up,
Ned? What's up, Ned?
The deputy called for backup. Instead of making a stop, real officers pulled him over.
Oh, my God. Is Ned Bill Brooks?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Bill?
I just broke radio kayfabe.
I know we can't do it. Shout out Manson. Salute.
Many others.
So that was bad timing.
I just made a girl laugh at you.
That was bad timing on that guy's
part. Oh, my God.
It really was, Paige. That's, well, you know what's funny is, I don't know if they still do. They still do undercover prostitution stings? Like where the the hot female.
Entrapment, you mean?
I mean, it
is.
Kind of is.
I was actually Ned. I never told you all those years, but
that was you.
It was.
Well,
shut up, Brent.
You love shocking the puss. You know, right in the face.
Right in the face. Yeah, from earlier.
Well, if you're going to the beach this weekend,
shout out Bubba Clem as well.
Fortha.
What's up, Bubs? BMO, bust my ass.
Don't drink the water.
You're bald. You mean to play that? Is that why you said it?
Don't drink the water.
Yeah, if you're at the beach. Because I've
known that since as a young boy.
Did your mama tell you that?
I mean, it just, the water sucked at Myrtle Beach. It was as bad as Spartanburg County water. No offense.
So if you're heading down to the beach.
They just got internet back.
You want to be careful not to swallow ocean water. So there was a study in Canada that found people who accidentally swallowed water were more likely to come down with stomach problems. And that's because some of that water might be contaminated with bacteria linked to seagull poop.
Hey, she's the only chick that doesn't swallow at the beach. Hey, you know.
What is Steven doing taking a dump in the water? Oh, seagull.
Steven Seagal.
I thought it was Steven Seagal.
I'm going to take a dump in the water real quick. I'm going to karate kick it out in the middle.
Is there a sea guy?
Hey, there's a fat guy taking a dump in the ocean, you know?
So here's some good news.
He's just shirtless Dangerfield just walking the beach, just roasting everybody.
I get no respect. Nobody's looking at me.
Hey, here to jump off the pier, you know? Right under the jellyfish.
And then you see Cartman run out. Respect my authority. I don't get any respect around here either, Eric.
Hey, little fat cartoon kid. He don't get none either.
I heard your mom. It used to be your dad, but your dad's your mom. I'm going
to get it. Hey, you the kid to put the... Hey, you put your nuts in the microwave, didn't you? You had to put them in a wheelbarrow to walk them around.
You know, it's difficult to do a Rodney Dangerfield impression without saying respect. Like, you can't do it.
I don't remember all his jokes. There were so many, too many good ones.
Well, it always just involved respect and pulling his collar, you know? Hit a young man. Take my wife, please. Larry the Cable Guy. Get her down.
See, like, when I quote Dangerfield, it's from Natural Born Killers, and he was awful in the movie.
Oh, God.
You to go upstairs and clean yourself, and I'm going to come check you later, you know?
Best Rodney Dangerfield movie ever.
Oh, God. Man, I really like Ladybugs.
Ladybugs and Back to School.
Back to School was on
back
the other day.
Great.
Meet Wally Sparks. That was a foaming. You can take her upstairs. She's ready now.
Yeah, man.
Caddyshack.
He's hit or miss.
He had the eyes of Jeff Lewis Neal. He really did. Which, by the way,
he looked like a cigar.
I was speaking with a Russian earlier. I had asked about Coach Sugar Bear, Coach Sam McCollum from Wade Hampton High School. And I have to say that... he's hanging out with my mom and dad right now.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Are we sure?
The Russian werewolf told me.
I hate to question the source.
That he passed away February of 2024.
God bless.
Oh, dang it, man.
Yeah, I loved him. I loved him. What a, you That's talk about sad. Teachers can't, like, you know, they don't make a shoot. That guy did. He made a big difference. I got to, because of that man, I got to watch Soccer Zulu 12 times.
Oh, wow. You remember sure that. That's an education there,
That's
buddy.
That's right. I'll do an impression later, not on the air. I'll do it off the air.
Go upstairs, you little bitch. Remember he kept saying that to her in the movie? It's like, oh, this is awful.
Yeah, yeah.
Turned to find out he was abusing her.
Well,
that's why she killed him.
I know. You look back at some of those movies and you're like, God, like Jenny's dad in Forrest Gump, you know, like, God.
Jenny.
Oh, yeah. Like, did she get AIDS from her dad? I mean, I don't know. Is this,
he should have been in that movie. Hey, Forrest, you know, this chick's got AIDS.
You know, they got stay away from Travis. Or Travis. Let's call him Travis Gump.
Travis
Gump. Is he okay? Named him after his daddy.
Hey, this fella you went to war with, he talks about shrimp a lot, you know? He's always about the shrimp.
I gotta get one of those chocolates. Oh, you're out. I get your respect.
did you really get bit in the ass by the VC? Like, how did that really work?
Oh, here's a text requesting my Morgan Freeman.
Hi, I'm Morgan Freeman.
See?
There you go.
Yeah, it's great. Good. I like Morgan.
I thought Morgan Freeman was black. He's a white guy. I lost a lot of weight.
Get Fat Boy to do his Bill Cosby.
Oh, God. Where's my bottle? Early volunteering?
You get it?
I' slip you a mick.
God.
Jack, give you a big one. Why when you're not looking, you know? Oh, right in the drink.
Wow.
Now you're turning into freaking dice. Hickory dickory dock. I get no respect around here.
Little Miss Muffin. Silent
too. I,
Jack and Jill went up the hill, you know?
So annoying.
Can you tell we're going to be off for almost a week?
Yes. Yeah, thank God.
Rewind.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your eyes, guys.
It's respect, not rewind.
All the dirty chicks that listen to me talk over Dave are real pissed right now. The hippie dirty chicks that walk around barefoot that love
that
Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews playing it? I didn't even notice what was playing in the background.
That's a good song.
It was Don't Drink the Water. There's blood in the water.
Oh, because of Steven Seagal. Yeah, that's right. Now I remember putting it all together.
Shout out for real to Spartanburg County for getting internet back so you can, you know, do your daily tasks.
Yes.
I don't know why it took 6 months for you to get internet back, but shout out to the cable company, I guess.
I don't know. That's maybe the former sheriff paid to get it cut off. Good morning.
Wrong one.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You wild.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
6 mile walk is asking a lot. It better be for damn charity.
Did it make you run in high school?
They tried.
I think once every month or whatever you had to run a mile, but... Just
one. It seemed like forever. That sucks so bad.
I did suck. We had a guy at our school that can do it in 4.5 minutes. I think like 7.5, 8 back then was the best I could do with my own.
By the way, and it wasn't you. And by the way, I don't want to let this get out of the thing. Give me a time frame on what we got left here, because I don't want to overdo on Hetty's.
I can give you like 5-6 minutes tops.
Like more?
Yeah, plus.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Well, let's listen to some more
talk about
some more Keith Sweat then. Okay, first off, you wanted to see it in person. Not you, Paige.
Oh, do
you
I need
see
to?
It in person.
Let me cue up something I think I might need.
This isn't the light bulb, is it?
Look at this.
It's the light bulb just spinning in her face.
She's getting it. She's getting it. I'm being kind of facetious when I say this, but like she's doing resets on us. You see that?
Just the light bulb you set on.
You said cooter earlier and
Points
not referring to the Dukes of Hazzard.
What's in my pants?
that's you before you sat down, I guess. She's killing it, man.
I know. I want to talk to Howard about getting her on stage at Comedy Zone.
Jeez.
I do.
He'll do it, man.
You could open for D.L. Hughley.
No, I can't.
Or whoever. All right.
Whoever.
Can you cue it up? Oh, you a bastard. That ain't the appropriate one. You so-and-so.
Hang on a second. You That's everybody's gun. Favorite one.
I tell you what. This guy is on the text. Is at some point, I'm gonna write it down right now.
Oh, that's creepy.
Car shows.
Just get you kind of turned on a little bit.
Like AC/DC when they, you know, have the big bell on stage.
Don't repeat their lyrics, please. Season ticket my ass.
I think my headphones are stretched.
Oh, I get to look at it up close. I just washed my hands too. Well, this one at least.
You ready? And actually, I'm going to let this is for you.
Oh.
I know you're a big fan.
Oh. Like, I want to hold it.
No, this is for you.
Four?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not the one I thought it was then.
What do you mean?
I'm going to have to re-cue up some...
I don't know that. See, you don't know how much I appreciate you. You really don't. And you think that things like this are like gay... And
I was about to say, don't be
and
good.
And a guy can't say, dude, I appreciate you.
You got two more days of Pride Month to say it.
So. Is it a certain ring?
God. She said, is it a certain ring? She thinks you're about to give me a meat ring. Jesus Christ, look at her. Ooh.
That's for you,
it's
my
an
friend.
Envelope.
I appreciate you, even though you... Don't appreciate me back.
Does it mean you're going steady?
That's for you to add to your collection.
Well, I got
to
do a slow pull like everybody does where it takes 10 minutes to
reveal. You know, I went to the big card show this weekend, Paige.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I want to see.
Hang on. I'm going to put it back so Paige can look at it. But this is...
This is huge.
It's going to be... I hate to say this. It's going to be worth a lot more in a few years, maybe.
Is this the biggest thing in your collection?
Nope, but close.
No, but close.
Be careful.
It won't bite me, will it?
Filthy no. joke.
Don't do the slow one, because we already know, so you can, like, you're just revealing it to yourself.
Oh, I got to, hang on, I got to cue something else up.
No, let that keep playing.
My God. Get out.
Before the reveal.
I love this.
Now, here's the real one.
Look at that. 10 of 10. What can I say?
This isn't the real one.
Hold on.
Topps Legends, 10 of 10. Autographed on the card. Freaking Undertaker.
Like,
if you didn't know about the music already.
There's only 9 more in the whole world. And think about this for a minute.
He's got number one, I would imagine.
A product that is international with no... qualms, like international product. And Asians love wrestling. They love it. Europeans love wrestling.
They do love it.
The only people that don't like wrestling is Russians and Africans.
I thought that
they don't go there. They don't tour there. I don't know why.
They don't. Which looks to be a 30-point holder.
It is. But think about that. The whole world... There's only 10 of them suckers. That
Travis, if you got to hold this right now.
It wasn't he got to see it. Oh, yeah. It's the thing you do. You know, you go around. It's like you're going out into the wild and looking for some deer or something. And then you go back to the hunting club and like, look what I got, boys.
Look at that autograph.
It's a nice one, isn't it? And in all the world, and one of them ends up in Spartanburg, freaking South Carolina.
So is that going to get slabbed up, or what are we thinking?
I don't want to get it back in a year.
That's true.
But what I gave Fat Boy is I
didn't know it existed.
1989 Pro Set Rock Stars Michael Bolton rookie card.
I want to know what else is in the set. I got to get the set.
I looked at the checklist. There's MC Hammer. And
you know when my mom...
Many others.
When my mom was really getting bad with Alzheimer's, she told me that she dated Michael Bolton. And that's why when I saw that...
Oh, I shouldn't have laughed. I'm so sorry.
That's when I saw that. I almost fainted when I saw Michael Bolton.
God.
And I asked...
That'd be like my grandpa saying, I had a thing for Butterfly McQueen.
I asked my aunt, was it true? Because I remember the guy, or I don't know, but it was just very strange.
God, that's awesome. I'm going to take a picture.
Dennis Rodman sends his regards.
Oh, Worm!
Did you have a conversation with him?
At O'Matthew, Paige, you not follow me.
I wasn't even here.
You got some time with the Worm.
Jeez. Oh, 30 seconds. That's not to like...
How are you doing?
That's not to scoff at or whatever.
Could you hear him, really?
Dude, I tell you, he's such a... I was a chair. I swear to God. See?
Oh, yeah, the chair smells.
It's like, I used the same example of Tyson. Like, you knew Tyson is like this wild, just out of control, whatever, you know, rapist. Oh. And, all this,
I know what you're going to say.
You know, just not a. But now it's like he had a lobotomy or something. He's just, Mike Tyson is so loving and nice.
Did you see that clip this past weekend where he's trying to go through the crowd?
No.
He almost knocked a couple people out.
What kind of crowd was
it? Well, it was after a World Cup. Yeah, some World Cup match. And, you know, people were trying to, like, hang on him, take a picture. And he's like, he does this real quick with his hands. And I guess people thought he was swinging. So they kind of get back.
Ooh.
But you could tell he didn't want to hit anybody, but he would have.
Oh, man.
And he can still, look, we saw the fight, but he can still punch.
God. We saw his ass. It's weird how everybody's suddenly soccer crazy. It's wild.
God, I love this card, man.
So
I'm kind of horned up, to be honest with you right now.
Dennis Rodman, who with the, you know, just the wild, crazy, like, what a...
How you doing, man?
Literally, if I wouldn't have got shunned by the people of Spartanburg, I would have given him a hug right then. I'm just kidding about that. I'm not being shunned.
Now, what'd you say to him? Because you guys had a conversation for a little bit there.
So, here's... When you... Everybody knows this. When you go in to meet anybody, whether they are a NBA and WWE Hall of Famer or... It's the host of your favorite morning show. You don't want to Chris Farley all taught us this. You don't want to do that. Hey, you remember that time when you guys met 72?
Paul McCartney.
You had 72 wins. That was great. So, I had a connection. And the connection, not only the connection. Oh, I got another thing to tell you, too, off the air, though, because it's not like.
Damn it.
It's not like. It doesn't make me look good in a good light. But not it wasn't on my own fault.
You sure
it
you
wasn't
don't
my see? Fault. So anyway, Mrs. X, who is from Chicago.
Sweet home, Chicago.
Her cousin was Dennis Rodman's bodyguard in Chicago.
A guy, I assume.
Yes.
Okay.
Male bodyguard. So I was like, I'll lead with that.
That's a good lead.
And she told me his last name. She gave me the last letter of it. So if his name was Joey Tribbiani, where did that come from?
You saw Matt LeBlanc over the weekend.
She would say, just say you know Joey T, because okay. She probably would think I'd have a drive. So I say, you know, I'd do the whole thing.
All right, how you doing?
And I was like, my girl's cousin was your bodyguard. And he, not only did he say... he said the full name, and it's like one of those names. It's like, oh, I bet you have a restaurant that serves lasagna, you know, something like that.
Do you turn around like you're here right now?
I told her, I said, oh, I don't know if he's gonna, not that he's not gonna remember him, but you know, he's like, yeah, he just got married, and I was like, what? Dennis Rodman went to her cousin's freaking wedding. Not even a thing. Her cousin also bodyguarded. Yeah. Freaking Eddie Vedder when he would go to Cubs games.
What about Jeremy Roenick or any other Chicago athletes?
I don't know. Stan Mikita.
God, why didn't she tell you? You could have went to the wedding with Rodman.
Well,
he
would wear the wedding dress again.
It was good to see you again, man. I was at the wedding.
I swear, I felt for him. I mean, he's making thousands of dollars signing his name and taking pictures.
Dude, he looked really thin.
Yeah. Yeah,
like he almost emancipated.
Yeah,
you call it when you get real thin.
No, that's when you're free.
That's when you hate your parents, right?
No. That's when you're God. What is that called? Emancipation?
Emaciated?
No, that's skinny.
That was a singer.
Break it down.
Live. Oh, good Lord!
From callrob.com. Also, when you get hurt, call Rob. But if you're gonna dig something, call Doug.
Call Doug. Blank you, Doug.
I say blank you, Doug.
Blank you,
you
Doug.
You know it all. So, I want to find out who's digging in the yard. I hope everyone calls me and asks my permission.
Doug digs.
Who's digging in me yard?
Yeah. I put your...
Yeah, man.
Time to say hey, famous people. Celebrating their birthday on today. The 30th of June. Happy birthday.
Last day of Pride Day.
Pretend it's Friday.
Month.
Suck it.
Yeah.
Not even hiding it this time, are we?
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't want to. Mary Lou Retton.
Well, look, you can't celebrate the 250 properly sitting in a room all day.
Mary Lou Retton?
Nope. It is American, though.
Well, from what era? Era.
The greatest American Olympian of all time.
Well, that would be If you're going by medal count, it'd be old Spitz.
Nope.
Mark.
This fellow bypassed Spitz by a lot.
Oh, then, God, you know what the craziest thing is? Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps!
Oh, yeah.
I was going to give you a hint and say he and Digger, Coach Digger, have the same last name.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
And he and Bob Marley love smoking weed.
I don't like Notre Dame, but I still give you a shout out.
Notre. My goodness, how old
is... They put a lot of women in the league.
No.
They put more women in the league than they do. Man. Old Mabry just set the record. Well, no, she tied the record.
You know, that's where Andy Griffith was sheriff, Paige.
He was.
Mabry.
Did you know Opie was a playboy?
Who? What?
Opie was a playboy.
He was a playboy.
Yeah. Bought that fur coat for his girlfriend.
I thought you said Opie was in Playboy. And
well, he was.
He was a bird killer also.
Have you seen his daughter? Like, I don't know if they're filtering her pictures, but
Bryce.
She is thick.
Oh, what do you mean filtering it? Making her look thicker?
Yeah, I don't know if they're making her look thicker.
I don't think they have those apps.
Is that a good thing?
Go look at those bikini pictures.
Oh.
She's a...
I need to put bikini after her name?
I would.
Okay.
She's a thick woman.
Is thick with an E or how
do you say it? Oh, no, Paige. It's not thick.
I'm here for it, as the kids say.
It's got three C's in it for thick. Oh, my.
Look at that. That's a lot going on.
Talking about the leopard skin one.
There's a lot going on. You know, there's a lot to, a lot to deal with.
I didn't know Playboy was still a thing. Thank you for that, Fat Boy.
Well,
damn.
It is not. I'm telling you, man.
I almost went with a Giot.
It was a mighty nice surprise.
Have you ever stayed there at the Giot Regency? It's
nope.
I have the boner boy, whatever they call it. She's a pog.
God, man.
How old's Mikhail Phelps?
Mikhail Phelps, Michael.
From Baltimore.
44.
43.
He is 41 years old. He has 23 gold medals out of his 28.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at that.
That's an accomplishment.
Turn this damn music off and play this damn music.
Damn it.
Some of these pictures are fake, though, Fat Boy.
I can't tell, but, like, do you agree that she's probably a little thick in the ass?
This is a picture of her at Sirius Satellite Studios, and, like, this is on their website. You know, she has big... golly whoppers.
She naked?
But the one, no, just like cleavage. But these where she's wearing clear heels and she's doing the squat. Like this picture right here, that's really her.
God.
That's not her. She would not get in that position, like doing the wrap cover squat. You know, like this thing.
Yeah, but that green shirt, Jesus.
Like it looks like they're just waiting for you to Photoshop Mr. Hankey right underneath them.
She's smuggling watermelons.
About to poop on the grass.
That's what it looks like. There's hopefully. Like that lady on the surveillance camera that squats in the grocery store and just keeps going.
I'd like to shake Opie's hand and say, "Well done."
That's creepy. That's her daddy.
Weirdo. Are you Clint's brother?
Really, M. Dub's birthday?
It is Cole Swindell's birthday.
Oh, I thought this was Morgan Wall.
No.
Oh, I thought this was 98 Braves.
It's the song.
Give me back your country card.
Dale Jr.
Paige, I'm a member of the country club.
Right.
And you know what?
What?
It's the kind of music I love.
It's where he sings, "All we talked about was senior and dudes." I believe is the words.
Andrew and Chipper.
It's kind of making me sleepy, actually.
I was thinking of the next
act.
That's
that sedative we gave you.
The next big act they would book. Like, I imagine they would stay on the country tip for a little bit. Luke Holmes, for sure, would. He'd have to be the next one, right?
Yeah, because that whole Bank of America thing was his.
He packed out Neyland Stadium, and that's bigger than Clemson.
Yeah.
Sad to say.
God, what did you say right before him, though? There was another little thing there. I was like, God, that's a great idea. I must not have been too good.
I can't say it was. Well, if it was a slur, I'll have to tell you off the air.
Cole Swindell. Older than you think. I'm going to say 47.
45.
He's 43 years old. Was senior in dudes. No,
I'm surprised you know this song, actually.
I remember when it came out because I'm like, wait a minute. Dale Jr.'s got a song? No, it's about Dale Jr. And a conversation that he wrote a song off of a conversation they had.
Well, because David Allan Coe wrote all the songs about Willie and. Merle, you know, like those same people get mentioned in the same song. So,
Willie and Merle.
Ball players. I thought you were going to say you'll never see a hip hop show
No, I don't know. Would you see a rock show? Like, I don't know if that's going to – hopefully.
That's what built all those.
Well, how many acts could pack out the stadium? Like, they probably put them in Little John, but smaller venues. Country acts would pack out stadiums.
Yeah, but they don't serve alcohol at Little John, though, right?
I don't know. They did a football game, so I don't know if they do it at basketball or not.
I remember that was one of the bad – we had a birthday bash there one year that couldn't serve alcohol. I was like, God, what is this?
Surely that's changed, right? They should serve Coach Poppy's liquor at women's games. That'd be cool.
I thought they changed it. I don't know.
Should I have Dabo's chicken? The whole thing. God, do they serve his chicken there?
Does he have chicken?
I thought his restaurant was like a barbecue chicken place.
No, it's like a Cajun type of Louisiana type of, hey, how you doing? You want to come in and get some shrimp?
Oh.
That type of place.
That's
It's a bistro, whatever a bistro is.
Oh, that's when them tall ass chairs.
Dabo's chicken would be that would be cool though.
Dabo's chicken. Anyway.
He'd have a bunch of businesses.
Oh my God. Dabo Jangles. Dabo Jangles.
Please. God, open it.
Because he's such a Christian. Clean rice. Clean rice at Dabo Jangles.
Okay.
I like that. You could go into a bunch of different, you know.
Yeah.
He could partner with It Is Your Wiener and maybe do something with them.
It Is Your Wiener, sir.
I know you said that. She's going for her phone.
Jeez.
What? Mate.
I need Dabo Sweeney shirtless, wearing only shoulder pads with a ball bat.
With a ball bat.
On the back. What would his name be, Fat Boy?
You won't let me do shirtless.
Oh, yes. Got the nudity filter.
Dabo Jackson, everybody. Dabo Jackson.
Dabo Jackson. I try to put, you know, people on Facebook through the filter, but you can't because of nudity.
I know. No, you can't change your skin color.
Nope.
Yeah, I try to make me white.
I don't care. I was Kanye on there the other day.
You yay!
Huh?
That's what I'm saying. AI isn't perfect. You can. It's very limited.
Well.
Oh, we got to do this one. You want to get? It was Phil Anselmo's birthday. He's 58.
Oh God! We skipped past him.
Well, hell, y'all wouldn't stop talking. Hey, Joe from Portugal is going to call back in. Pissed.
Why?
Too much personal stuff. Not enough content. What about Tyson?
Mike
Tyson.
Oh, man. Why don't we do that first?
Because you got to go in order, you son of a bitch.
54 or 5. One of the two.
Oh, it's a big one.
Oh, 60.
No way.
Yep.
No.
60 years old. Mike Tyson.
I thought he was 20 and 85.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. Yep.
Big one for David Alan Greer,
yeah, what
too.
Year it was. David Alan Greer?
Yep.
64.
65. 70.
Damn.
His role in Tales from the Hood, where he was the monster. That was good. You got to go back
and
watch
Snoop
that.
Dogg?
No.
Oh.
It had Corbin Burnson in it, a.k.a. Arnie Becker. Probably a role he would love to forget, to be honest with you, because it was very racial.
Oh, did he say words?
Oh, yeah. A lot.
My gosh.
A lot.
Well, Paige, they passed on Paige for them. I'm not going to say that.
She auditioned a lot. They're like, okay, once is enough.
I heard her reading for it in the bathroom earlier.
She asked for a fourth callback.
I did.
Thank you to the lady who lost all the weight and called in wanting the
Wouldn't tell us her name, though.
She wanted some loving this weekend.
She didn't mind saying hers or his. She said his name. And then the, what was the other fella about?
Was it Jason? It was
his
Jason.
Hand.
Oh, he almost cut his hand in half.
Oof. The one he's, you know, the one is Harry Palms he messes with.
Oh.
I've heard of having a third arm.
That's terrible.
Actually, a third leg. What am I doing?
Third arm. I was trying to say, where would
you
that go?
You have a third arm.
Right in the middle? Yeah, the Kristen Wiig bit with the baby
I'm
arms.
I'm hung in the chest. Actually, she is. Folks.
Your anatomy.
You know, you never know. We're not promised tomorrow. Paige could be ill. Fat Boy could be ill. I could be ill. Or we could be on vacation. So I want to say.
Yeah. We always ill.
Happy.
You'll be ill.
Be very careful. Don't blow your hand in half.
Lord.
I'm not going to say don't blow anything. We want you to blow the fireworks off. And, you know, them 80s. And
keep yourself in your house safe.
Things such as that. I'm doing a laser show at my place. I'm getting some donated kidney stones. We're going to laser them and blow them up in the backyard with Tannerite.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I love that.
Donated stones.
Tannerite.
Rob Ineria is bringing over his discombobulator he just ordered. And we're going to discombobulate people and then have some fun.
Chicks with Boom, get your fireworks. That's where you go. Two locations to serve you. One's in Pelzer.
You know what? So you said that earlier, and
lovely client.
He's an actual advertiser with us.
Yes, sir. Chicks with Boom Fireworks.
That's why you should go to Meet the Clients night. Thank you so much, really. Thank you for the men and women who have served our country's armed forces. I know 4th of July is not just for that, but I'm damned if I'm going to thank a politician. Have a great day. God bless America. It is good.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.